Some of us here will be wondering why we are gathered this morning together in a joint service.
也许有人好奇今天为什么我们会有联合崇拜。
After all, this is not the first of the month.
今天不是这个月的第一个礼拜。
During last Sunday's deacons meeting,
上个礼拜天的执事会,
we arrived at a collective decision to have a joint service this morning.
执事会中间决定今天早上应该有一个联合聚会。
For the entire board felt with one heart and one mind that this morning would be the most appropriate setting for us to gather the entire church family together and to have me share with all of you folks about a most important development in my life.
那么执事会觉得今天早上是一个很合适的时间，大家聚集在一起，我可以跟大家分享一点最近在我生命里头所发生的一些重要的一些事情。
Namely, my appointment as the new Dean of Chapel at Gordon College.
特别是我最近接到戈登大学所给我这个牧养部院长的一个新的职分。
I'd like to outline the series of events that have come to this conclusion.
我想跟大家很仔细地分享这件事情从头到现在整个发展的过程。
But before then, let us look to the Lord in prayer.
那么我们先一起在神的面前祷告。
Lord, you have been faithful to us through all generations.
主，你在历史历代里头对我们都那样的信实。
And we're no doubt that you are faithful today.
我们毫无疑问，今天你们仍旧是这样子的信实。
Lord, we'd like to look to you as the author and the perfecter of our faith.
主，我们把你看成我们信心的创始者，信心的完全者。
We wait upon you now during the following time.
以下的时间，我们愿意等候在你面前。
We ask that your own presence would be visible.Powerfully and be lifted high.
愿你在我们中间，同在，愿你的名也被高举。
We look to you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
靠主耶稣基督的名这样子的仰望，阿门。
It all started over 3 months ago when I had lunch with one of the brothers, Alex Chung, and his friend Kevin Richards.
三个月之前，我有机会跟罗尔大学的两位学生 Alex Chung 跟 Kevin Richard 这两个学生在一起吃饭。
Now Kevin was in the process of dropping out of school and he was looking for a job.
Now, Kevin 他从学校里头退出来，他希望找一个工作。
And he had asked me whether I knew of any job openings.
他问我是不是知道任何地方需要人工作，那有这个工作的机会。
Now I had received a letter from Mark Sylvester, who was the Dean of Admissions and Financial Aid from Gordon College.
那我也在那之前收到一封从戈登大学这个注册部的院长所给我的一封信。
He shared about he has a friend with a bakery, owning a bakery in need of 3 drivers.
他知道有一个做点心的一个店，他需要有三个驾驶的这个职分。
So I called up Mark and say, Mark.I have a friend looking for a job. Can you help him?
所以我就跟那个学生 Mark 打电话说，我知道有一个地方需要人。
And Mark said, Ray, it just so happened that it's so interesting that you called because just moments ago I was talking about you.
Mark 他也觉得很惊讶，他说就在几分钟之前我还在谈论你。
I said, What about? In what regard?
谈哪一方面呢？
He said, I've just nominated you to become the new Dean of the Chapel at Gordon College.
这个注册部的院长说，我们在那个会里头，已经把你的名字放上去，成为将来这个牧养部的院长的候选人之一。
And I hope you will not refuse this nomination.
希望你不要拒绝这个提名。
And I immediately reacted to him and said, Mark, I've never considered this possibility. I'm so busy with...all the commitments I have at church and with Chinese mission and Cambodian ministry, and you know I'm very happy with all of these things.
但是很直接的一个反应，我就跟那个院长讲，我说在这边非常的忙，服侍的事工非常的多，几乎没有办法想象，
Now then, Mark said to me, Ray, would you promise to pray about this? And on May 24th, I went to an all-black church called 12 Baptist.
那么 5月 24号 我去参加一个 黑人的教会 叫做 12位施洗者的教会
Where the senior pastor, Michael Haynes, also served for several years as a U.S. congressman.
那么那个教会的主任牧师 也曾经在美国的议会里头担任众议员 有好多年的时间
There I attended an evening ordination service of a good friend from seminary, J. Anthony Lloyd.
那么在那个教会里头 那天晚上 刚刚好有一个按牧礼，那么被按牧的是过去在神学院里头的一个认识的一位朋友，叫Anthony Lloyd.
He was to become a pastor in a church in Framingham while serving in his current capacity as assistant dean of students at Gordon College.
虽然他目前是担任哥登大学学生部的副院长，但是他是被按牧成为Framingham那边一间新的。
And there I met another staff member at Gordon College.
在那个地方我也碰到哥登大学另外一位职员。
She was served on a selection committee at Gordon.
她是在这一个甄选的这个委员会里头的一位委员。
Say, Ray, won't you pray about this possibility?
她说, Raymond, 为什么你不可以为这件事情好好的祷告?
Now, frankly, at first, I didn't feel much leading in that direction. But in the process of looking to the Lord in prayer and waiting upon Him, I began to find that the Lord was giving me a new vision for that school. Now, on May 26th, I received a letter from the president of Gordon College, Dr. Kauberg.
那么5月 26号, 我收到从哥登大学校长给我的一封信, Dr. Kauberg.
He stated there that the application deadline has been extended from May 15th to May 30th.
信上说这个截止的日期, 牧养院的院长这个, 去甄选的这个, 截止的日期已经从5月15号延期到5月31号
And that he invited me to apply.
他邀请我能够正式的来申请。
Now, I had to write out a statement entitled The Role of the Dean of the Chapel in a Distinctively Christian Liberal Arts College.
他要我写一篇论文，就是这个非常典型的一个文学院里头担任牧养部的院长的一个角色。
Now, that night as I wrote that statement out,
那天晚上我把这个论文把它写出来
I felt that there was, it took me no effort at all
我发现没有花很多的功夫
The thoughts just flowed so easily to me
发现这些意念这些思想就很自然的通通都流露出来
I felt God's hand was upon me as I was writing it
就好像我在写的时候神自己在那里用他的手来帮助我
So when it was finished I said I can't believe I wrote this thing
我写完了自己都觉得
And I'm sure the President Kauberg was very amazed to find that I was able to send out the resume and the statement on the next day after I received his letter. Because if I hadn't called Mark Sylvester 2 weeks ago,
如果我在2个礼拜之前没有跟这位注册部的院长打电话,
then I would not have known of this possibility. And so when the letter arrived from President Kauberg on May 26th, I probably would have thrown it away.
所以当5月26号，这个校长把信寄给我的时候，我可能就把它丢到自己楼去了。
Because I would know that in 5 days, I couldn't possibly prepare, had enough time to prepare my resume and statement.
因为5天的时间不可能准备自己的履历表，自己的这个
After all, I haven't written out a resume in 14 years.
到底我自己已经有14年的时间没有写履历表了。And
for this position in the church, I didn't have to write a resume anyways.
担任教会里这样子的一个职分，不需要写任何履历表。
Now, on June 10th, I received a letter from Mark Sylvester, who asked me to try to meet with him on the following week.
6月10号，我再一次收到这个注册部的院长的一封信，要我跟他在接下来的那个礼拜碰面。
And on June 13th, I received a letter from Dr. Kalberg, President Kalberg, and it was remarkable because when I was driving home that I heard the voice of God saying to me, today you're going to receive a letter from Gordon College.
6月13号，我在开车回家的时候，突然就有这样子的一个意念进到我心里，说今天你要收到一封信，果然不错，校长那一天就寄到了一封信。
Now that only happened one other time in my life.
这样子的情况过去只发生过一次。
That was before I started dating my wife Priscilla.
是我在过去跟黄慧行在交朋友的时候，谈恋爱的时候发生过一次。
I remember one Thursday morning in 1980 when I was waiting upon the Lord, learning to wait on the Lord in prayer in California.
1981年那个时候，我在加州，在那里祷告等候神。
And then I received a distinct impression that today you will receive a letter from Priscilla.
很特别的一个意念突然进到我的心里，说今天你要收到黄慧行的一封信。
And I went downstairs, and there it was a letter from Priscilla.
到楼下去，去翻看看信箱，果然不错，有他的一封信。
So I felt that impression to be highly significant.
我发现这样子的一个经历是一个很特别的经历。
Now on June 17th, I went up to meet with Mark Sylvester.
6月17号我就去见这一位注册部的院长。
I also wanted to look for Dr. Christy Wilson, my former advisor from Gordon-Conwell.
我也希望去碰到我过去在Gordon-Conwell 念书的时候，我的这个学术上的这个指导教授叫做 Dr. Wilson.
And it was miraculous because Dr. Wilson was normally impossible to locate these days.
通常的情况，这个 Dr. Wilson 很难找到他
，because he has already been retired.
因为他已经退休了。
But when I found him, Dr. Wilson gave me some very, very significant advice.
当我碰到我这位过去的指导教授，他给我一些很重要的一些引导。
He pointed out to me that Gordon College used to be a missionary training school.
他说。哥登大学过去曾经是一个非常注重这个宣道的一个大学。
And he felt it would be wonderful if I were to be going there to help to bring back this vision to the school.
他认为如果我能够去这个学校，把这个宣道的意向重新的恢复，是再理想不过了。
Now the second point that he mentioned.
那么第二点他所提到的。
He also thought that after 10 solid years of ministry, full-time ministry at this church,It would be best for both me and the church that I seek a change at this point.
他认为我已经在这个教会服侍了十年，那么最好能够有一个新的环境，对我对这个教会都有帮助。
He shared with me that though God had greatly used me for the last 10 years,
虽然过去十年神大大的使用我
to first start the youth group from a handful of young people packed in a station wagon to our first retreat, okay, to now the English congregation.
从刚开始的时候，只有少数的一些高中生能够塞在一个旅行车里头就去退休会，这样子的开始，到今天能够有一个英文部的聚会。
And even though God has also used me to start my wife and I to start the Cambodian ministry in this church,
神也用我和我的内人开始这个柬埔寨难民的这个。
But that the gifts that God had given to me were primarily in the face of leadership and pioneering.
神给我的一个恩赐，特别是在拓荒的一个领袖的这样子的角色。
That when the church grows, the congregation grows to a certain level of maturity.
当教会成长到某一个水准的时候
，it would be more than appropriate to have some injection of new leadership.In order for the congregation to be brought to higher heights,
这个教会需要有一个新的一个领袖，能够把这些会众带到一个新的层面。
I gladly accepted his advice.
所以我就很认真的把他的这些建议都放在心里。
So on June 25th, I sent out a tape that they requested from a sermon. What they have is a faculty appointment questionnaire, as well as a letter to Dr.To President Kalberg.
那么6月27号，我就按照6月25号，我就按照这个规定， 把我这个讲到的录音带跟一个问卷跟
一封信
跟写给校长的一封信一起带给校长。
Now, over 2 weeks went by without much happening.
那么两个礼拜没有任何的音讯。
And then I received a phone call that Monday morning on July 13 from Dottie Kobe, who is a secretary to the Dean of Chapel.
那么七月十三号我就收到了一封信，这是牧养部的这位主任秘书所写的一封信。
Indicating that I'm still missing 2 reference letters.
说还有两封介绍信没有收到。
Including one by Dr. Christy Wilson.
包括我过去的这位指导牧教授的一封介绍信。
And Dr. Wilson is out of the country at the moment.
Dr. Wilson, 他也不在这个国家，他出国了。
And will not be returning for another 3 weeks until the deadline has way passed for review of the.
那么他三个礼拜之内不会回来，那个时候大概这个时间也到期了。
But that I needed to get 2 additional recommendations in by that very Thursday, just only 3 days away.
那么三天之后，我需要能够有另外两封介绍信。
I didn't ask many people in the church community because I didn't want my news of this process to become an unsettling factor until it has become clear where the Lord was leading.
我没有把这个事情跟教会那样子公开，因为在开始的那个阶段，给大家带来太多的一些骚扰，一些这个搅扰。
But I did, talk with a number of leaders in our church congregation. I talked to Pastor Lee, Brother Xiao, and a number of members in the English congregation steering committee.
我的确跟教会的一些领袖都有很多的交通，跟李牧师、跟执事会的主席、跟英文部的一些同工都有很多的交通。
But I called up Dr. Dorothy Yang, Assistant Clinical Director in a New York Medical Center, whom I've gotten to know for recommendation.
那么我也请在纽约的一位姐妹
老姐妹，
一些老姊妹
，OK，Dr.
Yan 给我写介绍信。
Now at that moment when I called her, she happened to be out.
那么那个时候她也不在。
But then she felt a special prompting to go back to her apartment.
那么她也很奇怪的有这样子的一个意念，说她一定要回到她的那个住处，有东西她要拿。
And from there, she got my message and called me right back.
果然不错，她在家里头收到人们的一个留下来的一个信息。那么
，So she immediately, enthusiastically volunteered to send a recommendation out by the next day.
所以她很快的第二天就把那个介绍信就写出来了。
In the process, she felt in a very special way. She is a great woman of prayer. She felt that God was leading me to Gordon College.
所以在他心里头也有一个很特别的一个意念，那么也许是神的一个旨意，让他让 Raymond 能够去戈登大学。
Now on July 21st, Dr. Kalberg called my home to set up an interview with me.
7月21号，那么校长也跟我定了一个时间，要跟我面谈。
Priscilla took the call for me.
那么我太太接到这个电话。
Now on July 28th, the interview at Gordon College went very well.
7月28号在戈登大学的这个面谈进行得很顺利。
But they asked 4 questions that required my serious, thoughtful consideration.
他问了4个需要你深思熟虑的一些问题。
First is, how would I feel about pastoring a mainly non-Chinese community?
第一个问题是问我在一个非华人的环境里头担任牧养的工作，我的感觉是什么？
Since I would be having overall responsibility to pastor the entire college community, including the students, the professors, and even all the staff and administrators.
因为担任牧养部的院长，要牧养所有的学生，跟那学校里的一些教职员。
I shared with them that especially in light of the riots, recent riots in LA, in Los Angeles.
我想在不久的过去那个在洛杉矶那边的一些暴乱。
I felt that the Chinese church could not afford to be insulated from developments in other Christian communities.
相信我们中国教会不应该在这样的环境里头把自己保护得很好，自己把自己放在一个角落里头。
That I felt that if I could be used of God in some servanthood role to bring the Chinese and American communities together, I will gladly serve in that role.
我想如果能够神把我放在一个服事的一个角色上头，把华人跟这边美国人的两个社区能够联合在一起。
But even though it would entail a lot, great deal of adjustment, I would welcome this challenge.
虽然需要许多的调整，但是我非常欢迎这样子的一个挑战。
Now the second tough question is, how would I feel about preaching to a large audience of 1,600 people every week for twice a week?
第二个问题是说，我怎么样子能够担任一个讲道的一个角色，每一个礼拜要对1,600人讲道要两次。
And frankly, I did feel apprehensive about this possibility.
的确，心里头觉得有一点点不知道如何来承担的感觉。
But as I prayed, God gave me the assurance.
但是我祷告，求神给我一个应许。
That if I gave 105% of all my energies and my all to this role, God, by God's grace, He will use me.
我祷告，求神能够给我一个摆上105%的这样子一个心态。
But if I gave less than my best efforts,
如果我没有把我自己最好的放在这个服事上头。
If I allow many distractions, as often I may have allowed in the past, to distract me from committing my best efforts to the task of sermon preparation and giving my all to the pulpit, then I would definitely fail.
如果我让其他许多的事情搅扰我，分散我的心，我没有办法在讲道的这个工作上头胜任。
And in my prayers, I felt God asking me, "Are you ready for this challenge?"
在我祷告里头，我也问神，到底我自己有没有这样子的预备。
And I remember thinking to myself, if God is truly calling me to this role, it will be only appropriate if I gave it my best effort.
我在祷告里头也非常的清楚知道，如果神呼召我做这样子的工作，我一定要把自己最好的摆上。
Now the third question was, will I be comfortable in it with administration?
第三个问题是说，我对于行政工作是不是觉得很胜任？
At first, in my mind, I had sort of confused this call to Gordon a little bit with my former involvement with the University of Lowell.
起初我是这样子想，担任戈登大学这样子的角色，可能会很类似跟过去在罗尔大学担任教牧的那个工作。
So I was surprised when I was invited to be a member of the president's cabinet.
所以我也很惊讶，被邀请成为这个校长的这个他的这些幕僚的这个幕僚团里头的一员。
That I had to oversee the entire development of the student ministries as well as missions program.
能够管理整个学生部分的这个宣道的这个工作的施工。
And so I had to really ask, Lord, is this appropriate?
所以我也问神，到底这是不是一件很合适的工作？
So the fourth question naturally followed.
第四个问题。
By the Dean of Students asked me this question.
是学生部的这个院长问我这个问题。
That Ray, if you accepted this responsibility, what will you cut out of your schedule?
Raymond, 如果你把你接纳这个工作的话，那么你会在你自己现任的这些工作里头哪一样把它除掉？
I found that perhaps to be the most difficult question to answer.
我发现这是最难回答的一个问题。
Now, on August 2nd, I found a strong sense of the Holy Spirit's presence in our worship service as I preached.
八月二号，在我在这讲道的时候，我心里头很强烈的感到圣灵的工作。
I didn't know why.
我不知道什么原因。
I didn't feel I was necessarily preaching one of my better sermons.
我也不见得认为那一篇信息是我最好的信息。
But at the end of that service, I met Chet Kalberg, who is the son of Dr. Kalberg, sitting right there in the, who was sitting there at the lower left corner.
但是那天崇拜之后，我发现校长的儿子坐在那个后头，跟我们一起崇拜。
And on August 5th, I received a phone call from Dr. Kalberg.
那八月五号，我就接到校长的一个电话。
Offering me the position as the new dean of the chapel.
给我这样子一个工作的机会，成为戈登大学牧养部的院长。
And he asked me to come on campus the following morning to discuss the terms of that offer.
他要求我第二天早上就去学校，能够把这一个工作的性质整个有所沟通。
Immediately, I called up Brother Chin Xiao, who was the chairman of our board of deacons.
立刻我就跟肖清志弟兄，我们执事会的主席打电话。
And that night, he called an emergency deacons meeting.
那么那天晚上，执事会召开临时会议。
And I believe that all of us who met that night felt a very special sense of the Lord's presence.
相信在那天晚上，所以参加会议的那些弟兄、姐妹都觉得有神的一个同在。
At the beginning, at the meeting, Brother Wei Shun Li asked me a very blunt and candid question.
那么在那会议的开始，李维勋弟兄问了一个非常直接的一个问题。
When I suggested that we should be praying together for the Lord's leading,
当我建议大家能够开始有一些祷告。
He said, "Why are we praying? Have you already made up your mind what to do already?"
如果我们不知道你是不是已经下了这个决定。已经做了这样子的决定，我们为什么要祷告呢？
In other words, what would I do if the deacons as a whole say that, Pastor Ray, we will not let you go? Okay, what would you do then?
换句话说，如果整个执事会觉得，这个工作不适合，你不应该离开，那么你会怎么样子来决定呢？
I looked that brother straight in the eye and said,
我看着维新弟兄，我就这样子讲。
I have come into this meeting with no preconceived notions.
那我来到这个会议，我自己没有已经先做好的任何的决定。
In my theology, I have always valued the role of Christian community together in decision-making process.
在我自己神学里头的一个认识，我总是认为这样子的决定应该是整个会众、整个团体的这个弟兄姐妹。一起来做了一个决定。
Even though I felt that all the events which had led up to my going to Gordon seemed to reflect God's miraculous leading one after another event,
虽然整个事情的经过、整个事情的过程，前面的很多地方神自己在那里参与来带领，
I would be glad to submit my own thinking to the scrutiny of our whole community.
但我仍旧愿意把自己的这个想法能够。让弟兄姐妹大家一起来看，一起来思想。
Even as a pastor, I needed and appreciated the role of our church's leadership group, leadership core, to make such an important decision together with one heart and one mind.
其实自己是牧师，人就认为需要整个教会的所有带领的弟兄姐妹一起来思想，一起来祷告。
I must say that when I laid out carefully all the details of this situation.
所以我很仔细地把这整个过程跟弟兄姐妹有所交通。
It didn't take very long for the whole board to reach a unanimous decision.
没有花很多的时间，整个执事会对这件事情都看得都非常正面的来看待。
Brother Chin Xiao summed it up beautifully by saying to me,
肖清志弟兄很漂亮地做了这样子的一个总结。
You have our green light.And blessings to go right ahead in accepting the offer tomorrow.
那么你已经有我们这些执事们的一些祝福，明天你可以很放心的去接纳这个新的工作。
Even though right now we're not sure how you will try to juggle all the transitional responsibilities, but we will work out those details by our next meeting on August 16th.
虽然我们目前没有办法知道这些，过渡时期的怎么样子把这些工作有所分配和交代，但是我们在接下来的执事会，那么8月16号我们能够比较很仔细的来讨论。
So the next day I felt peaceful in driving up to Gordon College to accept the offer from the president.
所以第二天我就开车到戈登大学，心里头蛮有平安，去跟校长见面。
The following day, I was off to a wedding in California that I conducted and a few days of vacation in Seattle afterwards.
接下来几天我去加州，担任我们一位弟兄在那边的结婚典礼的牧师，那么接下来有几天的度假的时间。
I kept praying about the best arrangements that I could make with the church.
我一直在心里头祷告。怎么样子能够把这些服事的施工很妥善的有一些安排
Among all the possible options, Lord, which one do you have in mind for us that will bring the greatest amount of blessing to both communities and the least amount of undesired effects.
在所有这些有可能的一些不同的方法来安排这些事工，到底哪一个是主你自己所愿意的，能够在我们中间带来更好的一个前途。
So last Saturday, August 15th, upon my return from Seattle, I immediately met with the English Steering Committee to seek their advice.
所以在接下来的那个礼拜五晚上我回来之后，礼拜六就召开英文部的这些负责同工来开会。
That same afternoon, I had a long talk with Brother Qin Xiao.
那么那天下午也跟肖清志弟兄有一段很长的电话上的交通。
And that same evening, I went to consult with Pastor Lee and Dr. Peter Yan.
那天晚上我也去拜访李牧师，也去拜访严长老。
The following morning, I sought out Pastor Wang to tap his input.
第二天的早上我也去拜访王老牧师。
Now last Sunday afternoon, which was that same afternoon,
那么上个礼拜天的下午
when the deacons' meeting was held,
当执事会开会的时候
all of us looked to the Lord for many creative possibilities.
那么大家都在主里头去思想一些可能的一些安排。
I appreciated many, many valuable sources of input from different brothers and sisters.
我很欣赏许多弟兄姐妹所提出来的一些建议。
It was finally decided that I should be granted a half a year of leave of absence from my present responsibilities.
那么众弟兄姐妹觉得最好的做法是让我未来这半年在成为leave of absence, 就是留职停薪这样子的一个说法。
After that half a year period,
那么在这半年之后
my role in the church will be changed to becoming a consulting pastor.
那么我的这个职分变成一个咨询牧师，一个说法。
After that half a year period,
那么在这半年之后
my role in the church will be changed to becoming a consulting pastor.
那么我的这个职分变成一个咨询牧师。
On a voluntary basis.
是一个自愿的一个咨询牧师。
Now it is our desire and prayer that half a year from now,
那么也是我们的祷告，半年之后
the church will be installing a new English pastor.
那么教会能够有一位新的英文牧师。
Now all of us who were in the meeting shared a strong feeling that no matter what I'll be doing in the future, this church will always be my home church.
大家都有这样同样的看法，无论将来怎么样子安排，这个教会总是我自己的一个家，一个教会。
And Gordon College does not have chapel services on Sundays anyway.
哥登大学礼拜天没有任何的崇拜的聚会。
Because they really believe in the value to being committed to the local church.
因为他们深深地认为这些学生教职员应该有一些在地方教会里头参与的机会。
Now, Pastor Lee has already pinned me down to preaching twice a month during the next half year.
李牧师已经非常直接地告诉我，在未来这六个月里头，你每一个月至少要有两次讲道的机会。
And I have gladly accepted that invitation.
我也很高兴地接纳这样子的一个督促。
And the English Steering Committee is going through a detailed item by item consideration of which responsibilities I will need to.Require special help.
英文部执行委员会也很仔细地把一些事工上头的需要有所交通，怎么样子能够有所安排。
I'm deeply appreciative of their thoughtfulness.
我也很欣赏他们放下这么多的思想和意念。
In the past week, I've discovered that my new role indeed will require a lot of adjusting.
过去这一个礼拜，我的确发现这个新的角色需要在我时间上得有很多的调整。
To juggle between church, school, and family.
需要在学校、教会跟家庭这三个重点上头能够有一些调整。
My wife Priscilla and I have always done everything together.
我的太太跟我一直都是在服事上头并肩。
So the first thing I had to get used to in my office was where is Priscilla's desk?
所以第一天到了办公室就坐在办公桌前头， 那么 Priscilla 的桌子应该放在哪里？
So one prayer request is tomorrow when I go see the president, I'm going to ask for a desk for my wife Priscilla there.
所以明天我去见校长的时候，我会要求另外放一张桌子在办公室。
And I would like to close this time by sharing a prayer that is deep in my heart right now.
我愿意把今天这个信息的结束，用一段祷告跟大家来分享。
Make me a servant.
使我成为你的仆人。
When I started the Duloy, who are the servant leaders for the youth group about 12 years ago,
在十二年之前，在青少年团契里头开始这个中仆小组的工作。
I had a strong conviction that God is not just looking for leaders.
我深深地相信神不单单是造就领袖。
But leaders who would be servants.
神希望看到这些做领袖的能够成为仆人。
Because Jesus Christ became a servant to us.
因为耶稣基督自己成为我们的仆人。
We should go out of our way to serve one another in love.
我们需要格外地去服侍别人。
That I'm praying in faith and I ask all of us to join me in praying that by going to Gordon, the Lord will use me as a servant to bring the Chinese and non-Chinese communities in the greater Boston area a step closer together.
我希望大家一起为我们祷告，能够在我去哥登大学这个新的工作的时候，能够把中国人和美国人的这两个社区联合在一起。
Already, we have seen in this past summer's vacation Bible school among the Cambodians.
那么过去这个礼拜，在
过去暑假里头，
在暑假里头，这有柬埔寨的这个特别的短期宣道工作。
Where we saw the joining hands of not only our church but the Boston Chinese Evangelical Church, the Korean Church, Cambodian brothers and sisters, as well as other non-Chinese, other brothers and sisters.
在那个短期宣道里头，我们教会、华人布道会跟韩国的这个教会，还有许多其他
美国人
教会，大家一起在一起同工。
We were delighted to see over 50 young people came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
我们很高兴看到有50位以上的柬埔寨的这些小弟兄姐妹接受主。
It is my prayer that by joining hands together with the greater community of believers in the greater Boston area.
也是我自己的一个祷告，希望在主里头这个更大的社区能够彼此同心，彼此配搭。
We will be able to lift high the name of Christ.
我们希望能够把神的名高举。
And bring great blessings to all the respective communities.
让神的祝福能够达到更大的社区。
And that His name would be proclaimed and respected among all the nations of the earth.
让他的名在万国当中被传扬。
May God bless you all.
愿神祝福大家。